Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greg Poland joins us every couple of weeks, and we love having him on, and we'll still have him on even when the pandemic is totally over. I hope I live that long. But he is a vaccine expert at the Mayo Clinic, and we're so happy to have him on our show. Dr. Poland, welcome back.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, we've got a couple of questions here for you. When it comes to long COVID, there was this paper that came out from Penn State College of Medicine that 7% of the U.S. population may have long COVID. And again, we don't know what we don't know. Different people have different symptoms, some severe, some not so severe. But it struck me that more than half of COVID survivors report some sort of symptoms that persist after 6 months. 7% of the U.S. population, that's 23 million people. What are you seeing when it comes to long COVID?
Well, I think 7% is an underestimate. In fact,
really?
And part of the problem here is we need a tighter definition. Are we looking 30 days after, 60 days after, 120 days after? And when you look at numbers like that, in fact, the best estimates are that somewhere around 30 to 40% of people have symptoms that persist past 120 days.
Mm. Whoa. 30 to 40%.
Yeah, that's
a
lot. Doc, okay. It seems like everybody I know is getting COVID now, and some, you know, for the second time. Yes, they're not ending up in hospitals, and it seems to be just a cold. So should we now be changing the way we look at COVID? Should we still be testing as much? Should we take this, less seriously, but, you know, we live with the flu. Is this something that we should expect to get and just live with and maybe not quarantine so much? What's your advice? Because it seems like we're having another wave, but not that serious.
Well, in fact, we are having a pretty serious wave. You know, if you look back at what we have talked about on this show in March, everything that's happening, we predicted. So we were very accurate here. We were down to less than 20,000 new cases a day. We're at almost 80,000 new cases a day with almost 20,000 new hospitalizations. Deaths are up, granted by only 3 to 5%. But the best models, and you've probably heard some of this in the media, the best models are predicting that sometime this fall, maybe winter, we're likely to have a surge that will sicken and infect about 100 million people. So we are definitely not, you know, at a stable endemic phase of this pandemic. And the reason for it is that we've sort of thrown caution to the wind. I mean, go out to a store or a restaurant, they're full. Maybe 3 to 5% of people at best are wearing a mask. We still have a fair chunk of the population that has not been immunized. So we're acting as if we're in the endemic phase. And unfortunately, that will come home to harm us.
Dr. Poland, two of my kids have gotten COVID like two or three times. And thank God they haven't gotten really, really sick. But is this different than the flu? Normally, you get the flu maybe once a winter. You feel like crap for a few days. You get over it. You don't catch the flu generally, you know, a month or two later. Is COVID-19 different because it's a virus and it's mutating?
That's exactly right, Paul. I mean, generally speaking, there are different flu strains that circulate. But, you know, within a month or two, generally, you're being exposed to the same one. So you don't get sick again. But the difference here, and that's why we can't act like we're in the endemic phase. The difference here is, you know, we went from Delta to Omicron. Now we're in the Omicron subvariants. And when you look at this, 60% of the cases now are an Omicron variant, BA2, and another 37% are BA2.12.1. Each of those is more transmissible. Each of them escapes to some degree the immunity that we have from previous infection or previous immunization. And that's why you're hearing a lot of pressure from vaccinologists and public health officials for a variant-focused booster or a bivalent booster. And we will probably have that late this summer or fall.
Speaking of booster, last question, Dr. Poland, and thanks for hanging in there with us. I just got my second booster shot, got the Moderna, no side effects, could not have been easier. It's meant for people over the age of 50 who have some concern, maybe you're immunocompromised, whatever the reason. Who should get that second booster shot right now?
Well, you have to be over the age of 50, so I'm not sure how you got it. But
that is so sweet.
Well done.
If you're elderly and if you have significant medical issue or you're immunocompromised, no question about it. Run, don't walk to get that second booster. If you don't fit into those categories, here's the fractional benefit. It decreases the risk of death from 0.1 to 0.03%, decreases the risk of severe disease by about 3.5 times, and that lasted through the 6 weeks that they looked and followed people, and it decreased the risk of symptomatic infection by twofold, but that only lasted 8 weeks. So there's a benefit. It's a fractional benefit.
Weeks.
Yeah, and it's related to the fact that we just keep generating these variants because globally we are not taking this seriously. I bet you, Paul and Jordan, if I got on the show today and I said, you know, guess what? We're going to have a virus circulating that can cause symptoms for the rest of your life. It may hospitalize or kill you. We're going to have 77,000 cases a day. 20,000 Americans a day are going to end up in the hospital, and 400 or 500 a day are going to die. There would be panic. And yet I've just quoted exactly what's happening right now with COVID, which is only getting more pronounced, worse in a sense. And we act like it's no big deal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've shaken us back into reality, Dr. Poland, especially me, you know, with my kids in school and them going out. I need to, you're right. I mean, I wear my mask everywhere, but not in the house with my kids, but I need to rethink that. So,
Well, it's hard, you know, I think one of the things that happens is people get COVID. I know patients call me and they're embarrassed, and don't be embarrassed. I mean, There are infections you can't help. For example, kids too young to get immunized who are in the home and yet going to school. The problem is that the schools are not using masking. which would be a simple and effective way to decrease, to mitigate the risk. And the other thing to remember for people is there are monoclonal antibodies, and there are both injectable and oral antivirals available that are very effective.
If you can get them. You know, I know
if you can get them. Yeah, there are restrictions around them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Gregory Poland, always great to talk with you. Are you feeling well, sir?
Well, I've got some back pain. You know, the weekend warrior syndrome? Turns out doctors get it, too.
Go
well,
slow.
You keep at it, but be careful, my friend. Good to hear from you, Dr. Poland. Stay
Thank
well.
You,
Pace yourself.
Be safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.